Welcome to Bookstormers, a series of podcasts about books we love. In these podcasts, we share our favorite books with you and explain why you should read them.
This podcast comes from Mrs. Snyder's class at Franklin Elementary. I'm Naomi. Now sit back and enjoy. His timid mother and uncle and his squirmy little cousins, Ralph hops onto his toy motorcycle and zooms down the road to summer camp. Ralph could feel one of the girls trying to poke her finger through the bars of his cage. At meals, he won't talk or sing, she said, jabbing Ralph with a stick. He just eats, then. He gets up and walks out. Ralph tried to draw himself into a tighter ball. See, he's outside, just standing there, said another girl. He practically never talks to anybody. Aunt Jill lifted Ralph's cage up onto a shelf in the corner near a window. Catching a mouse in a butterfly net is certainly doing something, she remarked. I think Garf should take care of the mouse. Ralph made up his mind not to budge. If he stayed perfectly still, sooner or later, they would all go away and let him enjoy peace and quiet in his nice, safe cage. Then maybe Garf would come back. He might even think of bringing a corner of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Then Ralph would simply explain to Garf that he needed to get out of the cage because he had to take care of his motorcycle. He was quite sure that Garf could understand, for he looked like the kind of boy who was interested in speed and motorcycles, and who would know how to make a miniature motorcycle go.
We have an interview with some of the main characters of Runaway Ralph. First, we have Garf. Garf, how did you feel when you captured this mouse in a butterfly net?
I felt pretty proud. I was happy to have a mouse as a pet for our class.
And now you, Ralph, how did it feel to be scooped up in a butterfly net and dropped in a cage?
It didn't feel very good. I was hoping to get out.
Oh, poor Ralph. Well, Garf, you and Ralph became pretty good friends. What have you done with his motorcycle now?
Well, I let him take a ride around and show everybody how he can ride a motorcycle. He's a mouse.
That he is, and a very fine mouse. Ralph, have you settled down after this book? Are your adventures at the summer camp over, or have you decided to extend your travels?
I'm looking for more adventures, so stay tuned.
Well, there you have it, listener. That's our interview with Garf and Ralph from Runaway Ralph.
I'd recommend this book for students who like funny stories and great characters. Check out Runaway Ralph at your local library.
Yeah, I got it. Have you ever thought of running away? Would you like a mouse for a best friend? Then I highly recommend this book to you. Read Runaway Ralph by Beverly Cleary. This concludes our podcast on Runaway Ralph. This concludes the edition of Bookstormers. Thank you for joining us in these explorations of books we love.